Staying alive. How did Aung San Suu Kyi get the essentials she needed to stay alive during her lengthy stint under house arrest? Uni has the answer. Every morning for the last 7 years, usually just after 8 a.m., the barbed wire barricades on Aung San Suu Kyi's street would open for this short, thin man to slip through. Uni, 61, would carry a leather backpack and a multicolored basket filled with the food that kept Miss Suu Kyi and her two friends, who were also under house arrest, nourished. He rarely saw her, however. He would usually give the basket of food, which had to be approved by police, to one of her two colleagues. They would hand her a list of items Miss Suu Kyi desired. He wouldn't say who paid for the food, but was happy to share his shopping list. Thursday's basket was full of apples, sweet limes, grapes, and asparagus. He had sent curry earlier in the week. He also carried cooked food from his house on the other side of the lake, just 5 minutes away by taxi. His elder sister usually cooked the food, but sometimes she provided raw meat if Miss Suu Kyi wanted to prepare her own meals. "She eats like other people," Uni said. "The only thing she doesn't eat is the meat of four-legged animals. She normally eats chicken, fish, and seafood." "Ah, Ma," elder sister in Burmese, "loves seafood," he said. "I don't feel anything special doing this," he said. "I feel like doing things for a sister." When asked why he took on this responsibility, Uni said, "I'm not a party member. Ah, Ma and I are just from close families." Uni is the son of independence fighter Takin On Myint, who was a close friend of independence hero General Aung San, Mrs. Chi's father.